comes up. It's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, then maybe singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, I worship His holy name and sing like never before. Oh my soul, I worship Your holy name. Your rich in love and Your slow to anger, Your name is great and Your heart is kind. For all Your goodness I would keep on singing. 10,000 reasons on my heart to find.
Oh, bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and oh my soul, worship His holy name. I sing like never before, and oh my soul, I worship Your holy name. And on that day when my strength is failing, the end draws near and my time has come, but still my soul will sing Your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore,
forevermore.
So bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy.
Father God, we thank You for this time to lift Your name high. And I pray that indeed, as we really take time and think, God, we would be just overwhelmed by how faithful You are, how good You are, and how praiseworthy You are. So God, may that inspire us. May that fill us with just an overwhelming excitement to praise You, to give You glory. So may You indeed receive that glory as we sing through this song. God, we love You, we thank You, and pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
glory goes beyond all things. Will above all else, my purpose remains. The art of losing myself in bringing you grace. Everlasting, your light will shine when all else fades. Never ending, your glory goes beyond your
all that.
Your light will shine when all else fades. Never ends. consume me from the inside out, Lord. Let justice and praise become my embrace, to love you from the inside out.
That it's not a matter of if, but a matter of when, and that you will return. You'll return to make all things new. God, we long for the day when that'll happen. As blessed as our lives are, compared to so many, God, there is a greater, much more satisfying day, one day where we will be able to see you reigning for all to see, victorious. God, may you inspire us to live each day truly as if you've already won. Or that you have conquered sin and death and you have broken the chains of sin on our lives and the chains that seek to reattach themselves throughout the week, throughout our days. God, you've broken them. So we declare your victory. We declare that we long for that day. And as impatient we are, God, we will wait. God, thank you for this time, for these songs to remind us of, again, your the future that we long for, but also the responsibility that we have today and each day until that day. So we thank you for this time. We love you. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You guys can be seated.
Good morning. Thank you all for being here. Anyway, thank you for this privilege that I get to speak to you. So today's text is, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God." The 3 points that I want to cover is God loves us, God died for us, and God wants us to live with him forever. Now, when I was preparing for this message, I bounced the early version off it off Sandy, who is my wife. She then asked me a rather good question. Who is my audience? Who is this message for? And unlike Jesus, who was the one giving the original message, he knows the hearts of men and women. And well, I felt like I was at a disadvantage at that point. So I asked God, and I said, "Lord, who is going to be my audience?" And the long story short is, all of you. Those of you who are here today, you are my audience. And so, whether you've been going to church or come to this church for the first time or the 1,000th time, God wants to speak to you through his word today. So let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for this privilege. Thank you for this opportunity to speak about your words, about your promise, about your blessings. Thank you for this message about